Greetings, friends. I'm here to tell you today that you can escape the Great Tribulation without receiving the Mark of the Beast. That's right, you can escape the Great Tribulation without receiving the Mark of the Beast. Now, how can you do this? Well, there are two ways. First of all, you have to know prophecy so that when you see events unfolding, you can recognize what's happening and you can take the appropriate action. And then secondarily, you have to be doing the right things for the right reason. And the right things are keeping God's commandments. The right reason is because you love God and you love your fellow man, because that's what the commandments are all about, teaching us how to love God and how to love our fellow man. And after all, God is love, so if we have God in us, then we must be love. So the two things that you can do to escape the Great Tribulation without receiving the Mark of the Beast is to know prophecy and to do the right thing for the right reason. Now let's turn over to Matthew chapter 24 and we'll read verses 15 through 26. This is Matthew chapter 24 and verses 15 through 26. Here it says, "When you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, let those in Judea flee into the mountains." Now this is a prophecy. God says, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, then you have to take the appropriate action, which in this case is to flee into the mountains. Now, if you haven't been with us, then please log on to our website and read our article. It's a free article about the abomination of desolation. Our website is www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or you can give us a phone call at 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032, and we'll be happy to send this free article to you entitled "Who or What is the Abomination of Desolation?" Because that's one surefire sign that the end of the time is coming. So when you see this abomination of desolation, if you understand what this prophecy is about, that's the first way that you can escape the Great Tribulation without receiving the Mark of the Beast, because you'll be able to take the appropriate action. And one appropriate action is you should flee into the mountains, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Now notice that it says, "Take that action, for then shall be." After you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, then shall be the Great Tribulation, and it shall be such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And if any man says to you, "There is Christ," then don't believe him. Why? Because false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders. And these great signs and wonders are going to be so great, so magnificent, so much so that if it were possible, they would deceive even the elect. Therefore, if anybody says to you, "He is in the desert," don't go out. Or if they say to you, "He's in the secret rooms," do not believe it. Remember, I have told you beforehand. That's what Yeshua HaMashiach told his disciples. Remember this, I have told you beforehand. Why beforehand? Because he's telling us about prophecy so that when you see this prophecy unfolding, you can take the appropriate action. You won't be caught up in the deception. Now notice, that is the two beasts that bring deception and the tribulation. Who are these two beasts? Well, let's turn over to Revelation chapter 13 and we'll read verses 11 through 18. This is Revelation chapter 13 and verses 11 through 18. "I saw another beast," so there has to be one beast before this at least, "I saw another beast coming up out of the earth." Now again, if you haven't been with us thus far, please go back and read the article on this current series, which is entitled "Who or What is the Beast?" because we've already covered who this other beast is, and this other beast is the Roman Catholic Church. And you remember earlier in Matthew chapter 24 that it says that there will be false prophets that arise and do many miracles? Well, the Roman Catholic Church is synonymous with the false prophet. It produces false prophets. In other words, people that come in the name of Jesus Christ but actually are teaching error as opposed to teaching truth. Now it says, it had two horns like a lamb. This beast looked like Jesus, but he spoke like a dragon. He actually spoke the words of Satan the devil, spoke deceitful words to lead people into deception. Now notice that this beast, which is the Roman Catholic Church, it exercises all the authority of the first beast. Now, who's the first beast? It exercised all of the authority of the first beast before him. This first beast is the Roman Empire. And you remember that it also said in Matthew 24 that there will be false Christs. It said there would be false prophets and false Christs. Well, the Roman Empire is synonymous with false Christ, because what it means is that these false Christs, Christ is the one who establishes the kingdom of God. Well, the Roman Empire is the kingdom of Satan. It got its power from Satan the devil, just like the Roman Catholic Church got its power, its spiritual kingdom, from the great red dragon. Well, in like manner, the Roman Empire got its civil authority from that great red dragon. So you have false prophets, the spiritual side, and false Christ, the government side, that come in and bring deception. And not only that, it says that they bring in this deception, and this other beast causes the earth to worship the first beast, which is the Roman Empire. So the other beast, the Roman Catholic Church, causes the Roman Empire to be worshipped. It says that the other beast, the Roman Catholic Church, causes the earth to worship the first beast, the Roman Empire, whose deadly wound was healed. And that's why we know it's the Roman Empire whose deadly wound was healed. Now, it does great wonders, talking about this Roman Catholic Church. It does great wonders so that it makes fire come down from heaven onto the earth in the sight of men. And it deceives those dwelling on the earth. Why? Because of the miracles which were given to it to do before the beast, which is the Roman Empire. It was saying to those dwelling on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by a sword and lived. And there was given to it a spirit to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast, which is the Roman Catholic Church, because it's an image of the beast, which is the Roman Empire, so the Roman Catholic Church is an image of the Roman Empire, so that the image of the beast might both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast. So now the Catholic Church is causing the world to worship it also, so that it might cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, even so that no one could buy or sell except those having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of its name, which is 666. Now notice in Revelation chapter 12 and verses 12 through 17 that there is a separation, though, between true believers of God. Some of the true believers will have to go through the tribulation because they are lukewarm in their belief, whereas other believers will escape the tribulation because they are aware of prophecy and they are doing the right things for the right reason. So notice this in Revelation chapter 12 and verses 12 through 17. There will be a separation of believers. It says, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil came down to you having great wrath, knowing that he has only a little time left. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who bore the man-child." This is talking about Satan persecuting the church. This is the great tribulation, where he has his great wrath. And two wings of a great eagle were given to the woman, which is the church, so that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for 3.5 years, kept safe from the serpent's face. Now this typology here, where it talks about that the church, the woman, was given two wings of a great eagle. If you check Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4, we see the pattern. So the pattern is that God delivered Israel out of Egypt. And it says that he did it on the wings of an eagle. So just like God delivered Israel out of Egypt through miracles and stopped the persecution of the Israelites by the Egyptians, and he gave them victory, in like manner, God will take the church out of the world to the wilderness. This is not a rapture, and I don't want to get into that now, but it says that someplace here on this earth, God will take the church into a place of safety, into a place of nourishment, to be protected for 3.5 years from the serpent's face. And this 3.5 years is the time of the great tribulation. But notice this now. The next part says, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water like a flood in order to sweep away the woman. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing up the flood. Now notice this next part. And the dragon was enraged over the woman and went to make war with who? With the rest of the woman's seed. So in other words, there's a part of the woman that was left behind, her seed. And these are those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So again, what we see here is that the earth opened up and helped the woman, just like the earth opened up so that the Israelites could pass through the Red Sea on dry land, and then it swallowed up the flood of the Egyptian armies with the flood of the Red Sea. So God promises that he will also protect his people, but there are some who were left behind. Now, why were they left behind? Well, let's turn over to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14 through 19. This is Revelation chapter 3 and verses 14 through 19. This is speaking to the church, and it is the church of Laodicea. So this is God's church, part of his true people. But notice how God talks about these people. God says, because you are lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and poor and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold purified by fire, so that you may be rich. And I counsel you to buy white clothing, so that you may be clothed. As many as I love, now listen to this, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. God is saying this to his true children, a part of the woman, the remnant of her seed, who happen to be lukewarm. They are not doing the right things for the right reason. They are not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. They are being lukewarm, lackadaisical, Laodicean. And so, because God loves them and wants to spare them from eternal death, he allows them to go through the great tribulation. But you don't have to go through the great tribulation, because it says in Revelation chapter 3 and verses 7 through 10 of the Philadelphian era that, because you have kept my word and have not denied my name, because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation that will come upon the world to try those who dwell upon the earth.